That's it. It's on now.
I don't want to go back to the beginning again, but
perhaps we ought to. She came up from South.
She came up. No, I don't know. She came up from Surrey. She was working in Surrey, I think.
Yes.
Dorking, somewhere that way.
Yes.
And she must have met my father, I suppose, in London or somewhere that way.
Yes.
And then, when they married, he was actually working here. And they came up to Lincoln then.
As a co-op manager in the grocery.
Yes, in one of the branches. And then they stayed, of course.
And he was in reserve occupation in the First World War. Yes. He did a bit of engineering as well.
Yes, went into the works part of the time.
Yes.
On engineering. Well, I don't know which one. It was Ruston's, possibly.
Yes.
Not sure.
And they were both Labour Party.
They were both Labour people. Yes, yes. And
her name was Isaacs.
Her name was Isaacs.
And they
were originally from Southampton.
And her father was a gamekeeper.
He had been a sailor. And then when he married, his grandmother didn't like the idea of him being on the sea. And he became a policeman in Southampton. And that didn't suit him. He didn't like it. And he turned to gamekeeping. I think he had brothers in the police force down there.
Did he? Yes,
I think that was why, partly. But he never settled. I suppose for having been a sailor.
Yeah.
And then he didn't settle it, actually. As I say, well, when he was a gamekeeper, he moved about a lot.
How did he become a supporter of the Labour Party? Because in a way, it doesn't quite go with being a gamekeeper.
That was my grandfather.
Ah.
Mother's father.
Ah. I see. Tell me about his...
The Isaacs. I don't know any more about him.
But he was a sort of Labour Party man.
My father was.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And they were both WEA members.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I can remember. Daddy went to class one night and Mum went to class another night. They both were members. And used to go to summer school at Oxford for years.
Regularly,
with the Lincoln group. There used to be a big group went every year.
Yes.
And they went for years.
So did your mother help with the co-op herself? Did she have a job?
No, she didn't work. No, Mother joined the Women's Co-op Guild when she came. And she was she was president, I suppose it would be, of one of the older branches, older guilds.
I look at this newspaper thing while I'm...
For years. And she came on to the WEA, came into that. She was nominated from the co-op guild as a representative on the WEA committee. And that was her first introduction, about 1915, I think it was. And then after that, she did her co-op guild as well, and WEA work.
So co-op led into WEA?
Yes, yes. It was co-op women's guild, her first interest.
Yes. And then what happened? She became quite prominent in the WEA.
Yes. For years she used to go to her guild meeting down the other end of Lincoln. And then she decided they would start a branch up here when we moved up here. About the early 1920s. I was very small. And she started a branch of co-op guild up here. Resigned from the Bracebridge Co-op Guild and started the branch up here. And she was chairman or president, I don't know what they call them, for years. And then she gradually let other people take over office. And of course she was still very active in WEA.
I see. So she was two together.
Yes, for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then she gradually withdrew from the Co-op Guild. When the branch here started going well, she got out and it was time some of the younger ones carried on. And she was on the executive of the WEA for years. And then eventually, she was made a life member of the executive committee because of her work. And she was branch secretary for about 13 years.
She said she was really...
Yes.
Did she get on to local government at all?
No, she didn't. She said once she was asked if she'd stand for the council, but she didn't want to.
Because she had enough to do already?
I think she had. Now, during the slump, she was very active. I don't suppose you know much about it, but the then resident tutor here, Alice Cameron, with various monies, and quite a lot came from Oxford to help. They started the People's Service Club. The WEA started it for unemployed men. And Mother was very active in that.
Was she? This was finding jobs?
It was through, no, nothing to do with finding jobs. It was, WEA began, started, it ran from, began, really ran through with WEA. It was that they had workshops where the unemployed men came and made all kinds of things. They made all the furniture for the nursery school that started here. Now, Mum was the first, the only secretary of that nursery school. Well, it was a voluntary school, St. Cuthbert's Nursery School. She helped to start that. And the unemployed men in the woodwork shop made all the equipment for the nursery school. It had run as a voluntary school for a year, or a year or two, some years. And then the authority paid the principal. And it was run sort of partly with the authority as a joint effort for a long time. But it was started by the mother and a few of the people, WA interested people, and one or two other people interested as well. That Mum, as I say, was secretary, as long as it was a voluntary school.
Yes, I see. So she was interested in children, right?
Education.
As well as in
yes.
Education.
Yes. Level. And the People's Service Club, it carried on until the Second World War started. They had a woodwork shop, they had an engineering workshop, they had a big garden. On the Rugby Road, where some of the new houses are built now, across the opposite side of the road, a little nearer the town. And they grew vegetables and fruit and all kinds of things, and all the men who worked shared the stuff. And they also had, they built, with help, a bungalow, a Dun home, about 6 miles out of Lincoln. And the unemployed families went out for a holiday.
They
or to give them a break, it was to give them a holiday.
Yeah.
Because the accommodation, the men made all the workshop, men in the workshop made all the furniture, equipped that.
It really did achieve quite a lot.
Yes, there was milk every day, there was a pound of butter a week and a dozen eggs a week supplied for them. And of course the free holiday, and then because the rest of the food they managed themselves.
She was a member of the local Labour Party as well, wasn't
Yes, she was. She didn't do anything much with that. Mm-hmm. She was a member. But she never did anything very much. Mm. I think she was too busy with her other interests. Mm. But she also always supported the Labour Party.
Mm. So she'd always vote for them even in 1931?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, always. Now, that's what I wanted to tell you about that. That's what I told Anne when she said your mother was a suffragette. I said, yes. And when women first got the vote, the very first polling day, she was at that polling station at 7 o'clock in the morning, first there. And the policeman said, my word, you're early. She said, yes, I waited years for this. So I tell that tale. Yes. She's on the doorstep, so I was on the doorstep for 7 o'clock.
Now, would that be 1918, do you think, or 1929?
Would be 18, wouldn't it?
1918, probably.
Yes. Yes, it would be. I'll tell you why. Because she said then, they lived at Bracebridge, which is the other end of the district of Lincoln now. It wasn't in Lincoln then. It was in the county. Yes, it would be 1918.
Well, that's very interesting, because quite a lot of them have that attitude.
Yes.
Real passionate eagerness to vote.
Yes.
Kind of battle of the
vote, Yes, she said, I was on the doorstep at 7 o'clock. First one there.
Do you actually happen to know what sort of suffragette she was? I mean, was she militant or non-militant?
No, she wasn't. When Mrs. Pankhurst's group became very militant, she left and went with Mrs. Fawcett's group.
And did she? That's naturally, didn't
you? Yes. And then, of course, soon about that, I put it off then, I suppose it would be she left and came to Lincoln.
Yes. Where would she have been then as a member of the suffragette movement? Where would she have been?
Well, living? I suppose it would be Dorking area somewhere.
Yes, I see.
And she may have gone up to London. I don't know about that.
Yes,
Because I think she was living in Dorking then.
Mm. Did she ever talk about her suffragette days to you?
No, not a lot.
It was obviously important to her.
Yes.
But it wasn't...
But she wasn't a militant, you see.
No.
I suppose she went to meetings, and I think she went when they had marches and things.
I think she did that.
But she never was a militant. Yes. She didn't agree with that attitude, and she said when the split came, she left.
That's interesting, yes. That would fit quite. She didn't ever join the Women's Freedom League. That was another possibility she could have.
No, I don't think so. No. She mentioned Mrs. Fawcett, and she was the other group, wasn't she?
Yes, that's right.
She led the other group. That's right. Yes.
Yes. When did she get her women suffrage views from, do you think?
Do you know, I don't know.
It wasn't from her mother, for instance, was it? Because her father Isaac's is the father, isn't he?
Yes.
And he's the gamekeeper.
He was the gamekeeper, yes.
And that doesn't go with labour abuse at all, does it?
No.
On the whole.
No, I should think they were the absolute opposite.
I would thought so too. What about her mother?
Well, I never... Well, the only time I knew her, she was invalid in bed. She'd been bedridden for about 9 or 10 years before she died. And so as children, we didn't have a lot to do with her.
Mm. But she didn't sort of talk about her mother a lot, or wasn't very influenced by her?
I don't know.
Because it could...
It questions everything, doesn't she? I should say she was quite a... I should say she had a mind of her own.
Did she?
I should imagine so. I think both were... Well, they must have been quite intelligent people, I should imagine.
Yes, yes. Did she... I mean, she went to about six schools.
She went to a lot of schools, because grandfather moved around a lot. Yes.
But did she carry on her education to 18 or so? I mean, was she... Did she carry on quite a long time?
I shouldn't think so. I imagine not. Mm. I've never actually heard that she did. I should say she left in the early teens.
Did she? Yeah.
I suppose 12 or 13 or 14.
So what did she do then?
Do you know, I'm never quite sure, but I rather think she was, she wasn't an actual domestic worker as such. I think she was more a companion, something more of that kind of work.
Yes.
But I was never quite sure.
And then she married?
And she married, you see, yes. And then she didn't work after that at all. Mm. Except, of course, her voluntary work.
Mm. So where did she get her labourism from, her labour ideas from, do you think? Presumably not from her father, not from her mother.
I should think she was just that type of individual, I should think.
Was she?
Was interested in people. She always said she was, and liked meeting people.
Yes.
And I should think that was it. Really, really interested in the ordinary people.
Yes. She wasn't influenced by a book or a person?
I don't think so, no. She never said so. Mm. Of course, you don't know, don't ask these things.
Well,
do you?
Not when you're a child,
no.
Anyway. You sort of take things for granted.
I think I did, usually, I
knew. So anyway, she had two children, yourself?
Just myself and my sister.
Sister,
yes.
And,
my sister was a nurse, nursing, and I went to teaching.
Did she, she was a suffragist, but was she also a feminist? And did she push you, for instance, in your careers? Was she ambitious for you as women?
I think she always felt women should have an equal chance, yes. Well, I'm sure she did.
But she didn't sort of, you didn't feel...
Oh, no.
...constrained
no.
by
no.
it all?
No. Oh, no.
Because it's interesting, I've talked to quite a lot of daughters of... Suffragettes, and they're such strong characters that the daughters find it very difficult to establish their individuality at all.
Mother was a strong character, no doubt about it, but she wasn't not to that extent. Mm. No.
She was quite tolerant, really, wasn't she?
Oh, yes. Yes, she was, definitely. Yes. Certainly was. Mm.
Anyway, she established at Lincoln, your father's in the co-op. Managing the grocery
part. Yes, one of the branches, yes.
Yes. What did she do in the First War? Do you know about that?
Yes, now I can tell you a bit about that. It would be through the... Now, wait a minute. It may have been... Would it be the National Council of Women?
Yes, could be.
I think it was through that. She joined that when she came to Lincoln. I'm not sure they were called... Were they called the National Council of Women Workers, originally?
Oh, National Union Women Workers, perhaps.
Was that
Mary MacArthur's thing?
Yes, it may have been.
Yes.
Was that a crime? She then did that become the National Council of Women?
I'm afraid I don't know. I want to know that. But anyway, what did she do?
They started a group of them. I think it was that National Council of Women or National Council Association of Women Workers, something like that. Mm. They started recreation room for the soldiers based in Lincoln during the war, and they ran it all through the war, and they called it the Common Cause Rooms.
Well, that sounds like
Common Cause. Now,
Common Cause is the magazine of the National Union.
That's it. That's right. And that's what she must have joined that when she first came then. I think she did. Then got into the co-op guild movement. And they ran these rooms. They were recreation rooms, really, for the soldiers based at the barracks. During the war. And of course, the school here was taken over for an officer's hospital. And the men were there as well, in the huts, on the playing fields. And the soldiers used to come down into town from the hospital as well, and from the barracks.
So she was quite a lot of public
Yes, that was her job during the war. I'd forgotten that. Apart from going to WEA classes,
yes.
And her co-op guild, of course, as well.
Yes. Was did she do much work for women's suffrage here, do you think, and was she active in Lincoln?
I don't know how far she did in Lincoln, how much there was.
Because, you see, it seemed to me, a lot more about Lincoln than I would, but my impression would be that, although there's quite a lot of Labour voting in Lincoln now, there wouldn't be very much then, and she'd be rather out on a limb.
I think she was. I think there was just this smallish group of them,
Nationally, Women's Suffrage Society.
That would be it, yes.
Yes.
I think there were, because I remember her saying one time that there was just her, and I think it was a district nurse. Now, I forget her name. I don't think she's alive now. What she called the only two ordinary women in the group here. She said the others were, a lot of them were high school mistresses, people like that. She said she and I were the only two ordinary people. But that when she first joined.
That's very interesting, yes, because the school mistresses, of course, were very active.
Yes, and she knew a lot of them, were very friendly with them. But she said, I think, Mrs. No, I can't remember her name.
Find out these.
Old district, was district nurse, yes.
Yes.
She lived at Bracebridge, where Mum lived then.
Yes.
That part of Lincoln it is now.
What could she bring to these movements? What personal qualities did she have that made her good in movements? Do you think? Not a difficult question, I know. And was she good speaker?
She was quite good speaking, yes. She was quite good. She made a very good chairman. She was a good secretary. She was a real worker. And she could get on with people. All kinds. I mean, when we were children, we had all kinds of people coming to stay. We had Oxford Dons and people. She was very friendly with A.D. Lindsay. Yes, because of the People's Service Club work. It was the master, it was the senior coroner, what was it, the Dons?
Yes, the Balliol, yes.
Who gave quite a good grant each year towards the running the People's Service Club.
I see, yes.
And that was through Dr. Lindsay.
So she had sort of visiting speakers and things
we
like
had
that.
Quite a lot of connections. You see, at that time, the Lincoln WEA was in the Oxford district. We only changed to Nottingham about 10 years ago.
I see. So it went to the diocese.
Yes. Originally, yes. There wasn't another district anywhere near when the Lincoln branch started. You see, it's well over 50 years old now.
Yes.
And it wasn't until Nottingham University started doing classes, you see, that there was any connection at all. We had classes run by Nottingham, but all our tutorial classes, the main ones, were Oxford classes. And we had an Oxford resident tutor for years.
Yes, so there's quite a connection.
Yes.
But did she herself give lectures in the WEA?
She gave talks. No. Just what they did, the committee, used to go out to the villages giving talks, because they started classes in the rural area within 12 mile radius of Lincoln, and they used to go out to different members of the committee and give a talk in the village.
And your mother used to?
Yes, to start get the classes started there. Then they would start a class and a tutor would go, you see.
I see.
No, she wasn't an actual tutor,
yes,
no.
What sort of things did she talk on, Mr. To get a branch started? I mean, did she have a line that she...
It may have been about women's suffrage, I don't know, I never asked her that.
Yeah.
It possibly was about WEA, you see. The what the branch could do for
yes,
them, I suppose.
Yes,
I should imagine.
Yes. So anyway, she did a bit of talking.
Yes.
Was she good with paperwork and sort of bureaucratic sort of thing?
She was a good secretary.
Yes.
Taking minutes and things. Apart from that, I wouldn't know, really.
Yes.
She is a good secretary, certainly.
Yes.
I mean, say she was secretary of the nursery school as long as it was a voluntary school.
Yes. You say she got on with everybody. So, I mean, when she says she's the only ordinary woman in the local National Union...
They were originally.
What did she mean by the only ordinary woman?
Well, she said the only ordinary, what she called working class women in those days. The others were all, I suppose, as I say, like the high school business, they'd all had university education, you see.
Yes, I see. Yes. So you really would describe her as a working class woman?
Oh, I think so. Yes, definitely. I think she considered herself that all the time.
Because in a way, she's, I suppose, it's by some definition, you take middle class, being the wife of a manager of a...
Well, I don't know, really.
This is the co-op, isn't it?
Yes, it wasn't. I don't know. He was a grocer. He was a grocer by trade.
Mm.
He's one of the grocery shops.
She thought of herself anyway.
Oh, yes, they both did, yes. Yeah. I mean, just to be the manager of a grocery shop wasn't middle class in those days, was it?
No, I suppose.
He was a grocer by trade. He learned his trade in London.
Yes, I see. Mm. Yes. Yes, that's interesting. So she really moved very much in sort of Labour Party.
Oh, yes. Yes, she did, definitely.
Yeah.
The men in the workshop, we used to go down our half days at school and talk to them and play dominoes and games with them. We knew them all.
Mm.
We were sort of brought up in WEA, in the People's Service Club. And then, early 1930s, she helped start a youth club up here.
Did she?
Mm. It was a new housing estate, partly slum clearance, and with the housing manager for that day, and one or two other people who were interested, they started the youth club, youth centre, which had gone on and on. And she was secretary of that for years and years.
Okay. What made her do that? I'm just concerned for young people.
Yes, yes. Mm. Mm. It all really follows on, you know.
Yes, everything.
They say all her school interests, you see. She was on the education committee. Now, she went on to that with a nod. She was co-opted on. Because she had a knowledge of adult education.
That's the education committee of the local council.
That's what Lincoln
yes.
City it was then, yes.
Yes.
There were a few co-opted members, there were one or two church people, and Mum went on because she had a knowledge of adult education. That's through her WEA work.
I see, yes.
And she was a member, as I say, for 30 years.
Yes,
until she felt she couldn't, really it wasn't fair to carry on.
Because these people are really the creators of the Labour Party, aren't they?
Yes.
The Labour Party is different now.
Yes.
It was, but it really
yes.
was dependent on people like
oh, that. Yes. Mm. And she, she used to go around to the schools. I mean, she knew all the schools, all the heads. She rode a bicycle until she was 70. She didn't go into town the last few years, but she used to go right up here and visit all the schools once a term. They all knew Mrs. Toomer. And they liked her because she used to go in and talk to the teachers and talk to the heads and, you know, just see what was happening.
What did she go for, really, to these schools?
Well, officially, they had to go and sign the registers, you know.
Oh, I see, as a member of
the committee, yes.
I see, yes.
But she used to go in as a friend, and she was always welcomed. Hearing all the troubles and seeing what was happening in the schools. And, of course, it was an advantage, because some of the people never went near the schools. And she knew what she was talking about when the schools came up.
Yes, it makes her more effective.
Of course it did,
yes.
And she knew what the conditions were in the schools and what the troubles were. That the heads had to face.
Yes.
Because she knew the schools.
Yes. She liked Lincoln, didn't she?
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes.
She fitted in well.
Yes, I think. Well, she had so many interests, you see.
Mm.
I think at one time she used to say, you know, she'd like to have gone back to London, but after the war, well, my sister and I were born, and things weren't so easy then. And, they stayed, and that was that.
Mm.
My father died in the early 1940s, and got all his sheep. We just stayed on then. I just started teaching. And, I couldn't uproot her then. I didn't want to go. And she had all her interests anyway.
And she died in 1974, did you say?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Yes, I see.
Yes.
And how old was she then?
90.
Was she then?
Mm.
Yes, I see.
Yes, and she was very lively. And just until the last few months.
Mm.
She got really tired then, but, until about 6 months before she died, she was quite alert.
Was she doing still active in all these organisations?
Oh, no, yeah. No. She'd been a semi-invalid for 3 or 4 years by then. Didn't go out a lot. But she still was interested in what was happening.
Yeah, I didn't meet her. It was so interesting to talk to her about the union and things.
Yes.
But did she... I mean, you say she was tremendously energetic. Where did all this energy come from? And did she... I suppose she was a sort of idealist, wasn't she?
I think so. Yes.
She had tremendous sort of belief.
Oh, yes, she had. Oh, yes.
But was she a religious person at all?
Not unduly. But she was a churchgoer, yes.
Church of England?
Yes. But I wouldn't say no. She was a really religious person, no. Mm. She's a good ordinary faith, I suppose you would say.
Yes.
Dulwich did her work from that. She didn't do her work from that point of view, no. I think her idea was to do what she could for anyone, for people.
Mm. So it's partly a rather remarkable personality that pushes her on.
I think so, yes.
Mm. What about health? I mean, did she have ideas about how to keep herself fit?
No, it never bothered her. She was never ill until the last few years. No, I never remember her being ill.
Because I often find with suffragettes, they're often swimming in their 80s.
No, she didn't. She cycled until she was 70. And she used to go walking holidays with her sister and a friend.
Yes.
So quite a number of years they went to Yorkshire Dales or Derbyshire and the lakes walking.
So she's got energy, she's got confidence in speaking, she's also good at making friends with people.
She could get on with people pretty well, yes. She could, no doubt about it. All kinds of people.
So she never had rows in these movements and so on? She never had disputes or anything?
Not that I know of, no.
So that makes her a very valuable person?
No, yes.
Many people who do.
And of course, as she got older, she had the knowledge, you see.
Yes. What newspapers did you take in then? Do you remember?
We had the Daily Herald.
Did you?
Till it finished.
Yes.
Yes. I do remember that. Yes.
And Common Cause, did you have? The Women's Leader, did you have?
No. I think Mum I wouldn't remember this. I think she took the Common Cause, yes. Because I've heard her talk about it.
She would, yes. Because that was the paper.
But then that would be early on, wouldn't it?
That stopped in 1918.
I don't remember anything else. But see, I was born in 1917. I don't remember anything else but the Daily Herald and the local paper.
What about women's institutes or towns women's guilds?
Because women's institutes were country,
yes.
Weren't they? Yes. And town women's guilds, well, they were a fairly new thing.
I see, so she wasn't involved in those at all. Yeah. Did she work at election campaigns at all for a candidate, local Labour candidates, something like that? She wasn't, obviously, that wasn't
no,
a
the contribution she did, no.
It was made to the sort of social side of the Labour.
It was.
The educational
Education,
side.
Yes, definitely. Mm.
Yes, that's very interesting.
Yes.
What was she like as a mother? I mean, you have most confidence to talk about that. I mean, was she, presumably she was away from home quite a lot, wasn't she? I mean, if she was doing all this committee work and so on.
Well, on the evenings, you see. Oh, no. When she was out, father was in. They worked it. We were never left on our own. And when we were older, of course, we used to go with them. Every Saturday evening, for years, at the centre, well, it was the WA common room, then we only had one room. They had a lecture, and the sister and I used to go down to the library till it was turning out time at 8 o'clock, look at books and read in the children's library, then go off back to the centre where our books sit there in the back of the room and read, you see, while the lecture or the discussion was going on.
So you were naturally brought up in, as you say?
Brought up in it. Yes, I mean, ever since I've left college, I've had some kind of WA class I've been to. Mm. I've never missed. I should miss it. I enjoy it.
That's really very nice, isn't it?
It was just part of our life, you see. Yeah. And when we had what they called day schools, and weekend schools, and speakers came, we used to go down. We heard all kinds of people speaking when we were in our early teens. Down with Mum and Daddy, you see.
What about Tawny? Did she have much to do with Tawny?
Well, she knew him.
Yeah.
Mm. I've heard her talk about him.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes, she knew all those, and just Temple.
Yeah,
she knew all those people, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She wasn't involved much with the cathedral, though.
No.
I mean, those sort of circles.
No. No, not at all. No.
Yes, that's interesting. So, in a way, far from her political interest competing with your welfare as a child, the two mix up.
They mixed
together.
Up.
I mean,
we were just, brought up, you see, in WEA and the interests of such. I mean, and when we were older, so we used to go down to the workshops and talk to the men going after school and talk to them and see what they were doing, etc. Go up to the garden when they were working in the garden up there. And I used to go out with Mum to the dunghill and see the people out of the cottage up there in the bungalow.
So you
were
really involved right in the
thing? Well, we were, yes, both of us. And then when the youth centre started, well, it's about the time I went to college, but my sister was still here. She used to go and help.
Mm.
And then, well, I'm on the committee now.
Amen.
Yes, when Mother resigned, they asked me if I'd go on, knowing I was interested. So I'm on the youth management committee now.
So you keep her work going?
Yes.
Mm. Mm. Was she keen on housework? Or was she house proud?
No, no. She did what was necessary. No, she hadn't any room for house proud. I think they're the more important things in life.
Well, because I personally agree very much
that was that. Attitude,
I mean, in a way, you can't do everything, can you?
Oh,
even if you want.
We were never. I mean, the house was all right, but she wasn't house proud, no.
Mm.
But we never suffered.
No.
Because she was busy. And she wasn't busy during the day, you see.
Mm.
Well, because if she was, I mean, while we were at school, perhaps in the afternoons and morning sometimes, but, I mean, we didn't miss anything.
It was the evenings, the weekends.
Yes, we were busy. Mm. Yes. Mm. Well, during the day as well, I presume. Well, during the slump, when the People's Service Club was going, she had an afternoon class for the unemployed men's wives. A sewing class. She was very good at sewing. Made all our clothes. Yes. Made our school gym tunics, school blouses.
Was that partly for economy, or did she just like...
She liked it. She was very good.
Yes.
Or maybe partly for economy as well, I suppose. I mean,
yes.
Money wasn't so plentiful with two girls, you see, at high school. But she was very good at sewing, and she was a very good cook too, actually. She was good on that side. But she didn't, oh yes, very good, but she didn't, you know, make a fiendish of it. No, no. She ran this sewing class one afternoon a week, and she used to beg, and people would give cloth, or they used to cut down adults' clothes for children. And she helped the women, you see, make the clothes for the children.
Because that puts you right there.
Well, that was during the slump, you see, when things... You see, Lincoln, it wasn't quite bad enough for a distressed area, but it was very near.
I see, yes.
Unemployment here was very bad.
Yes.
You see, we're all engineering, or nearly all men, pretty well all heavy engineering.
Mm. Was she good at relaxing?
Oh, yes, I think she used to. Yes, oh, yes, you know.
I wonder whether she's one of the people always on
the go. No, oh, no. No, she could sit. Just sit and read to us. Every night, we had a book, it's called a wee book. We never touched it, that was one mum read to us at night. We got from the library. Oh yes, she sat and read to us, and we sat and talked, you know, and she said she used to knit, and she sewed.
I see you've got quite a lot of books here which all go from that, sort of, some of them can't go from that period. Did she read a lot of sewing?
Quite a bit, yes. Yes, she must have. I don't remember, but she must have done. Because she wrote her essays for a WEA class, you see, and read for that. You see, in those days, tutorial classes, you had to write essays.
Yeah.
Three tutorials. Essays.
She actually attended these classes?
Oh, yes.
I see.
Yes, she was a member for a year, as long as I can remember. She had her class. My father had his class he went to.
Mm.
They both did. So, because they would do a certain amount of reading for that.
So there's quite a lot of self-education
yes.
going on in the family altogether, really.
Mm. Well, it must have been. I mean, because she would leave school, you see. As I say, when she was 13 or 14,
yeah.
She must have done a lot on her own.
Yes.
I mean, she was a very knowledgeable woman.
Yes.
And he wasn't doing any further education apart from WEA, you see.
Did she help you in your education a lot? I mean, do you remember her talking to
well,
you?
Well, I suppose we must have done, must have discussed things.
Not
yes.
absorbed it
yes.
much.
Yes, yes. I mean, she wouldn't be able to do a lot of those things, because she didn't know a lot herself, you see. But I mean, we were always encouraged to read.
Mm.
And we had a little... early rated from the early radio, as you know, for Cass Whisker Radio. I used to listen to plays and things on that. I remember doing that. in the early days.
So it really is a very good atmosphere for childhood.
I should think so. She used to go to Nottingham regularly to the district meetings. And she used to take my sister and I, because we're Saturday, she and my father was working. And there was used to be a very good second-hand bookshop. So used to park us there without threepences or sixpences to spend and leave us there while she went to the meeting. No one would be there when she came back 2 or 3 hours later, wouldn't have moved. Awful, we in the end of our books we had when we were children were second-hand like that, from the Portford Thomases and threepences at second-hand bookshops.
Of course, they all were almost vanished now, these bookshops. Really, about two second-hand ones. I mean, they were in a way like public libraries, those bookshops.
Yes, there was a very good one at Nottingham, and then I minded to staying there. I mean, when we were came, we used to wander around there, say, for hours, and then she'd pick us up after the meeting, we'd come back to Lincoln on the train.
Did you have lots of books at home then?
Well, yes, we did. We were always used to having books. Yeah. I said we used to go and buy them ourselves, you see, with our threepence a week. Put it on a book now and again.
Was she keen on public libraries?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. We joined as soon as we could, practically. Mm. Yes.
Because that's what's knocked out a lot of these bookshops, the fact that people yes. can go to these libraries and don't have to buy them.
I suppose so, yes. Suppose.
Mm. It sounds a very interesting fabric. Did your father help in the house as well? I mean, did they sort of box and cops at the guard's house?
He helped a bit, because now and again she went away to a conference or something, and he used to look after us on the weekend, you see. Mm. Oh, yes.
But they were a team, really.
They were a team. There must have been. I mean, she couldn't have done the work she did. Yeah. And he was interested too, you see. I say he always had his class he went to. And used to come to the lectures and things.
Did he encourage her to do things? I mean, to be...
Well, I think he must have done. I'm sure he must have done. Mm. Yes.
They sound very interesting, couple. What happened in the Second World War, Miss Tuba? Did she do any sort of works?
Yes. No, she carried on with her WEA work, you see, and her nothing extra, WEA and her youth club, you see, I was still going, and the education committee work. Just her general interest that she had done over the years. No, you see, it didn't take on anything extra then. You see, she would.
She'd be in her...
She was in her 60s or 70s, you see. No, she just carried on with her the same things.
Yes. Mm. What about sort of attitudes to women generally? I mean, was she involved in, for instance, birth control movement in the 20s and 30s? A lot of women were being an active in the 70s.
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
Well, quite a lot of them seek to help working women wives, you know, by helping them not to have such hold.
No, I don't think she ever did anything like that. Mm. Mm. See, she was on the youth committee too, as well in Lincoln. That kept her quite busy.
Yeah, well, she certainly got enough to do.
Yes.
What about the peace movement? Was she active?
No.
She wasn't a pacifist, really.
Well, I suppose she had leanings that way. Mm. No, I was. Mm. But I suppose she certainly had, she was interested, she certainly had meanings that way, yes.
Not CND?
No. I was quite interested in that.
Because it's a movement very like the women's movement.
Yes.
CND, lots of common traits,
yes.
Really.
Mm.
But I'm very interested in the way in which a lot of these people are active in the women's movement move on to a number of other
yes.
movements later.
Mm.
But obviously she's busy enough in the WEA and other labour causes really keep her occupied.
Yes. I think education and the youth work and what was her were her main interests.
Did she talk very much about her childhood or about her?
Oh yes, there was all sorts of tales. She was one of five. Yes, there were three girls older than mother and the brother was younger. That's right. And I had a very happy time.
She had a happy time?
Oh yes. Yes, I think children in the country did. Of course, you see, grandfather was reasonably well off, a gamekeeper. Mm. Mm. He wasn't just like a farm worker. well off, you see. There was never any shortage, I imagine. Not like some of the farm workers around here must have been.
Yes, I see. She seems to, I mean, the WA locally sort of, in a way, preached to, not the right word, but I mean, preached to the local villagers, didn't it?
Yes.
So in a way, think of the centre of ideas.
Yes, yes. Mm. Yeah. Oh, yes.
What do you think about sort of social class, for instance? I mean, you say she saw herself as a working woman.
Oh, yes.
Was she, was that quite aggressive, do you think? Was she very class conscious?
No, she wasn't. Mm. But she just looked at herself as an ordinary woman, you know.
But she presumably be very anti-snobbish, wouldn't she?
Yes. She had no room for anyone like that. Mm. No.
She
took people as they were.
Yeah.
And it mattered to her whether they were wealthy or clever or not, you know. They were all the same to her. As I say, she'd get on with Dr. Lindsay and some of the people at Oxford, you know, she knew and met regularly. At work, and with the unemployed men in the workshops.
She was a genuine person.
She really was.
On her hair,
No, she was very genuine, yes.
What about dress?
Oh, well, now...
And sort of makeup and things like that.
No, she didn't bother about that. But she always said she rode a bicycle when it wasn't respectable for women to ride bicycles. And her first bicycle had cane rims, she told me. She certainly was cycling years before she married. Yes, in her teens. She used to cycle quite a lot.
Why did she cycle so much? Because she was doing so much, she had to get crazy.
It may have been, yes, possibly was. And she said, I never had long skirts down to my ankles either. Mine were always a bit shorter than that.
So in later life, I mean, when you knew her, when you were born, so she just, did she bother much about clothing, really, do you think?
Well,
or dress? Did she make a fuss of her appearance?
No, or she just took it normally, I suppose you'd say. She was never fussy. Always very nicely dressed, suited fairly plain dressed.
Rather too. Like her attitude to house.
Yes, because I remember her. She said, for years she always had a very good tailor-made suit. That type of clothes she would wear. Latterly.
Sort of business-like.
Yes, and always fairly plain. Yes. Not expensive, but she wouldn't get they were reasonable things. She wouldn't get cheap things. That was her attitude. Cheap things weren't any good. But she'd get good things, and they lasted.
Yes. Was she a local, local confidant? I mean, did people come to her when they were in trouble? Was she that type of person?
A lot of people used to, yes. She helped no end of people.
On an individual basis?
Yes, that's right. Not people didn't, things people didn't know about. Mm. Yes, she did.
Because again,
you see, it's not a very big place. Mm. It was smaller than, of course.
You would get to know. Yes. Do you have a rest qualification to it? You're 30 years,
yes.
Retiring in 1969. She's a former president of the Bracebridge section of the Cooperative Women's Bureau. She was associated with Lincoln's first nursery school at St. Cuthbert's Church.
No, St. Cuthbert's Lodge, actually. It was called St. Cuthbert's Lodge, yes.
And the community centre of Coleridge Gardens. What's the community
centre? Well, it's now the youth club, St. Giles Youth Club.
I see, so it was intended to be more
centre.
Than just a youth club, I see.
It is more of a youth centre now, yes.
So she was co-opted on the Lincoln Education Committee in 1939. And she stopped cycling 15 years ago. I suppose that would be 15 years before 1974 when she died. Mm.
Well, she was about 70 when she stopped cycling.
Mm. Strong support of comprehensive system of education, that's interesting. Quote, Mr. Steele once said, there is one thing we are very good at in Lincoln. We did away with the 11 plus some years ago, yes. Was it something that worried
you? You know, she never said, no, I don't think so. I think she felt you got more experience.
Well, there's nothing we said for that, of course. I mean, she wasn't impatient with not being able to do things.
It didn't seem to be. I think she realised she just had to go slower.
Yes, it was rather interesting. You said she resigned to make room for younger people or something.
She always said, no one's indispensable.
Yes,
that's one of her favourite phrases.
That's a difficult thing to do. Mm. Difficult thing
yes.
to do.
So she always said that. No one's indispensable.
Yes, yes. That's interesting, because very few people have the real sort of selflessness to give up.
Mm. That's true. Wasn't one of those thin, little thin worried people. She was always very well built.
Well, she was
biggish
woman. Down, yes,
you say. Biggish woman, yes.
Yes.
But she could get around, my word.
But she didn't ever give the impression of being in a rush.
No,
did
no.
Well, this letter from Con, it's Con the Hope.
Yes, she was, well, Seeley. She was Seeley then, I think. Yes, she was Mrs. Seeley. Yes.
S-W-E-L-Y.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yes.
Well, she's on the education committee and she's a governor of the school here, Christ Hospital School.
But anyway, she was a next door neighbour.
She had been at one time, yes, yes, next door, yes.
Anyway,
yes.
She says she did a great deal in a quiet way for all sorts of people in Lincoln.
Yes.
As well as being ready in secret to lend a helping hand to anyone in trouble.
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's a nice thing for this episode of mine. Yes. And there's another one from somebody called...
That's Joan.
Joan.
Now,
yes.
Well, Joan was a teacher at South Park High School who, her mum was on the governor's there for years and knew the heads, of course, very well. And this young teacher got asthma badly. And the head said to mum one day, you know, I'm awfully worried about Miss Staples. I suppose you don't know anyone that could take her in. She was, where she was originally when she first came to the school, the dig she had, they had a big dog, a big hairy dog. And also it was the other end of Lincoln, it was rather low. And the doctor said she must get from there. And for temporarily she was sharing a flat with two of the other staff, but one of them had to sleep on the floor to let her have a bed. And the head said to mum, you know, I'm awfully worried. Do you know of anyone that could take her? Well, she came to us temporarily. She stayed 6 years.
Your mother just put her up in a room in the house.
That's right, yes. Of course, she's a real friend of the family, and I see her now. But she was over not long ago, on her way back to Leicester. When she left Lincoln, she went to the Wiggiston School at Leicester, and she's still there.
Because she said, I didn't understand this, she says, I thought of her, she says, only yesterday I thought of her expression, a day borrowed from summer. What does that mean?
Often
when I'm scurrying round in the morning,
yes. Well, Joan was always the last minute. Mum always taking a moment. You don't even allow time to break your shoelace, do you?
That's right, that's it.
You see?
I can hear her saying, no time for a broken shoelace.
Yes, that's right. A day borrowed from summer, well, that's when there's a nice sunny warm day.
I see, you mean she likes a day like that.
Yes. She had all sorts of expressions like that.
Did she?
Yes.
So when she said no time for broken shoelace, you mean that Joan...
Always left things to the last minute.
Yes.
Always got that last minute dash round, got to school, you know, got the bus for school, had to run down the road sometimes to get the bus. Joan says she often thinks about it now. And anyone was saying, have you left hand to tie a broken shoelace?
She had a good sense of humour.
Oh, yes, she had, yes. Yes, that's one. That she lived with us for 6 years.
Was she a motherly person, would you
yes.
say?
Yes, oh, yes, she was.
Yes.
She'd help anybody, I'd take anybody in.
Yes.
Yes.
That's a very nice selection of letters.
Yes, they were, weren't they? I thought so, too.
Very nice.
But have you ever sent a woman?
How do you
say
it?
Fanner.
F-A-N-N-E-R. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, he says an interesting thing to say. She knew so many important things about living, above all, perhaps, to care for people without patronising them.
I think that's right, yes. I think that's so. Mm.
Yeah. Mm. That's
she enjoyed a good discussion, though. That was a WEA upbringing.
Yes.
In the classes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And she liked sort of having discussions in the family and
that. Well, we about all kinds of things, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Education, largely, of course.
Yes.
Things.
Was she strict, would you say, with you as a child? I mean, would you say she was a disciplinarian at all?
Well, I don't think I think we just accepted things as they were then, you know, more than the children do now.
Well, that's quite right, I'm sure. yes. wanted to please
her. Very reasonable, you see, about it. Yes, yeah. quite. Yes. We're on the station at Lincoln. She says you walked right past him. She never knew him without one, you see.
It's quite a handsome moustache.
Yes.
What sort of man was he? We haven't talked about him very much, but I mean...
He's fairly quiet.
Was he?
They worked very well together.
Yes. It was a partnership rather than she being dominant, do you think, or what? And who do you think was stronger?
I should say perhaps she was a little more stronger, but she wasn't that, not so much. That
not overshadowing around her.
No, they worked very well together. No. Mm. She did tell me once, it was not so long before she died, well, within the last year, I should think, that Dr. Lindsay wanted her to go to Oxford for a year for training.
Did he? What, as a teacher?
To become a tutor.
Tutor?
And she said, I can't leave the home and leave the children. I said, don't worry about the children, we'll pay them to go to school. But she said, they said, to know how old your father, Mr. Tumor, and he said, well, I thought he could go into Diggs, but she said she wouldn't. She put the family first. But apparently he did ask her if she'd consider it. Mm-hmm. So they must have thought highly of her out there.
Yes.
Of her ability.
Yes.
Well, I think she'd have been very good.
Yes, I'm sure she'd...
She'd had the chance, you see.
Yes.
And people of her generation never got the chance.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, because you've done it yourself. In a sense, yes. You've done it for her, in a sense, haven't you, through teaching yourself.
Perhaps, yes.
Was she pleased you were involved with the WA?
Oh, I don't think so. I expect she was, yeah. Carrying on the tradition, you know, she'd think, oh, yes. I mean, it was just, as I say, it's just a way of life, really.
Yes.
I should miss it.
Yes.
To meet some jolly good people, and I enjoy the studying.
Yes, oh yes, well it means that life opens up.
Oh, all the yes, time, yes.
Was she a temperance person at all? I mean, what about drinking?
No, just...
Because quite often they are, aren't
no.
they? Sort of
no, she was very ordinary and very, well, as we say,
easygoing, yes. Not at all puritanical.
No.
Though she wouldn't have liked some aspects, I suppose, of society now, would she?
No, I don't think she would. No.
And what about trade unions, for instance? Did she become more critical?
I don't know that much. No, I don't. You see, it's only really the last few years that they've been much in the news.
That's right.
Really. She wasn't alive, really, to know the present situation.
Did she ever say anything about Ramsay MacDonald to you? Did she turn against him as so many people
did? I don't think she did. Mm. I never gathered she had done.
Mm.
She used to talk about it. I didn't gather she was particularly against him.
Because he joined the National Government in 1931.
Yes.
I wonder whether...
I don't remember her saying anything about that.
Yes. What about the general strike as well? That's another thing she might have been active in.
No, she didn't.
She's much more sort of social part of the movement than the political part.
Yes, she was, definitely. And if she'd been more politically interested, she'd have stood for the council, wouldn't she?
Yes, and for Parliament, perhaps.
She refused to. She had been asked once or twice if she would stand for the council, and she always said no.
Mm. Well, she was being useful.
I think she was. That, yes. Yeah. I think that was it. Yes, I didn't remember. I'd done that.
Yes, that's a fine picture, actually.
Yes. That would be nice.
Other picture?
Yes.
Did she really?
Yeah.
What, sort of pointing out things to you?
You see, she was a country woman. And we were brought up sort of to go out in the country and use our eyes. To go on a bicycle Saturday afternoons, take picnics.
Interesting.
Oh, yes.
So what, could she point out flowers or
yes.
trees or things?
That's right.
Yes. That's interesting. So you both...
Was very good like that.
You both go with both your parents or with her?
When Daddy was free, yes.
Yeah.
He used to take on his bike. I had my little one, and my sister used to be on the back of Mum's. Oh, yes.
And you just go around looking at the countryside?
Yes.
Country, yes. Mm. So you think she always remained a country woman?
Mm. She did it hard, I think. Mm. That's why Lincoln would have suggested it, because it was a small place.
Well, actually, you can easily get out in the country,
yes,
can't you? But you think...
Somebody's walking around in the mountain field.
Yes. You think that's one reason why she looked happily back on her childhood?
I think so, yes. They had a marvellous time. They lived sometimes in very isolated cottages right in the middle of the woods. They often had to walk 3 or 4 miles to school.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. it has, it must have been a very happy time. Mm. As I say, of course, they weren't poor.
No.
They were reasonably well off for those days.
In a way, your mother became more poor when she married her father, I suppose, did she? I mean,
well, I don't know, I shouldn't think so.
Certainly she wasn't rich in any
way. Oh, we weren't rich now. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, we weren't. But, ordinary family. Well, he's only working class family, really.
Yes. Yeah.
Apart from the attitude of the family.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, latterly, father was, for some years, he was at the co-op, his manager, manager at the co-op warehouse.
Oh, yes, yes.
But the last few years, or some years before he died.
Mm. Was she sort of very economical in the house? Have you remember her sort of economising or making do a lot?
Oh, yes, well, we had to, I suppose, up to a point. Mm. I mean, things weren't wasted.
Mm.
I say she made nearly all our clothes.
What about gardening? Was she fond of her garden?
Oh, yes.
Because that would fit.
Daddy did a vegetable garden.
Yes.
And Mum used to help with the flowers, etc. They were both interested, actually.
Mm.
No, down yet.
How she had the time if she didn't do anything in the garden, but still.
Well, she didn't do a lot, I suppose. But Daddy did most of it when he was alive. But she liked her flowers. She used to do bits in the flower.
Did she sort of have a feeling of duty, really, public duty?
I think she had.
Because one of the things that, strains out with all these people, they have a feeling that you could change the world by your own individual actions. Do you know what I mean? Great responsibility.
You can influence a small part, can't you?
Yes, you can. But there are less people who think like that.
Yes.
We all tend to think it's our own. Government or somebody else must do it, rather than each of us doing it ourselves.
Well, I mean, there were so many changes, weren't there, while she was growing up, you see, really.
Yeah.
Things changed for the better so much.
Yes.
And it was due to people and individuals, wasn't it?
Well, yes, it was, yes.
I mean, the very fact we've got the welfare state and such that we have now, that people are more concerned. Was all started due to individuals, wasn't it?
Well, yes, they start up voluntary.
Well, yes.
And then they're taken
over, you see.
Authority.
Yes.
Yes, all by the government.
Yes.
That's quite right, yes.
It begins from individuals, doesn't it? Or a group of individuals.
Yes, yes. That's right. The thing is, it's all become really so...